Ms. Billy Day.
He said, I don't need to speak, so I just, I can speak right here. I'll just speak right here.
Go ahead.
Now, he's already said I can't speak very long. But anyway, my concern is, Jeff, no, you did. You don't want to tell me that. I'm not a public speaker, y'all. I'm very nervous about this, but I love the kids, and I love what I do, and me and Mr. Moody work as hard as we can to try to do the right thing. And lots of times, we're not given the whole information. We get part of, just like, you know, you would think that we would have known about that meeting, but no, I don't even think the principals on this end even knew they were having the meeting. It was like, it's all done at that end. But anyway, there's a lot of stuff I could say, but the main thing I'm concerned about is the safety and the education of our schools. That's my number one concern. And right now, I think we have some safety issues in our school that need to be took care of before we spend any money on anything else. And then we have two schools in our county, one up here and one down there that is over 50 years old. So if we got money, let's build new schools. I mean, I'm not, West Bluffton needs a school. They need one down there. They're just, you know, the same age. Yeah, they're the same age. And some of our new schools, we've got new schools that haven't been taken care of. You walk into schools, we don't have plumbing. The bathrooms don't work. We are, like, for instance, our special needs in the middle school, they have showers that the faucets have been turned off, so they can't even use them. So if we've got millions of dollars, why are we not doing this? Why are we not taking care of it? But it's 2 to 3 when we vote. Then Mr. Moody against everybody else. So, you know, we're fighting a losing battle, I feel like sometimes. And then let's see. We do everything we can to make sure we do make the best decisions. And we are kept in the dark a lot. We don't know anything. Somebody comes up and tells us stuff that's going on, and we don't know anything about it. You know, so we want to try to focus on not voting on anything unless we have documentation or know what's going on before we vote anymore. Because, like I said, we sometimes feel like we voted on stuff that we had no knowledge of what was going on. And then the other thing, our principals and teachers, they do a wonderful job with what they have to work with. If we can all stand together, and I love this crowd tonight. I'm so happy these people turned up. And I just, yes, I want us to do it again. And I hope that we have a bigger crowd. But we can work together and make a difference. But we can't do it by ourselves. That's and right. We've got to have help. And the last thing I want to say is I will not vote to spend millions of dollars on sports facilities until we get all of our safety issues taken care of. And I would like to see 2 new schools in our county. But if we spend all of our money on sports facilities, we'll never have schools. Never have schools. And that's all I got to say. Thank you.